The Iditarod Trail won't be full of just mushers. A teacher will be following along as part of a yearly program. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early caught up with this year's teacher on the trail before she took off on Iditarod 2017.
For 2 years, Annie Kelly of St. Andrew's School in Chicago has been preparing for a new type of lesson plan.
My job is to fly out on the trail in little planes and report back to classrooms across the country that are using Iditarod as a teaching tool.
Kelly found out she was a finalist for the Teacher on the Trail program in January of last year. And just as mushers have extensive preparation on the Iditarod with years of planning, training, and work, so too does Kelly. Between an application process that required letters of recommendation and long-term lesson planning, she says the experience has been nonstop.
So since I was selected as teacher on the trail, I've been keeping a website, and that has tons of lessons that I've been doing with my kids in Chicago, and I share it with teachers across the country. And I've been presenting at a couple conferences, and just getting my cold gear weather clothes ready. Chicago did not prepare me well this year. It was a very mild, mild winter there.
For Kelly, getting ready for the weather means more than a hat and gloves.
I think four layers on the bottom, top with some heavy-duty L.L. Bean snow pants, boots that go down to negative 100, and there'll be feet warmers in those boots. Probably four layers on top with a parka. That was well-tested at the Junior Iditarod. Giant hat and like four pairs of gloves, and I'll probably only be wearing two at each time, but I've got lots of gloves and hand and feet warmers will be used at all times.
While this is the first and probably only time Kelly will be teacher on the trail, she says back in Chicago, she loves incorporating the Iditarod into lesson plans for her fourth graders.
So my lessons, a lot of them revolve around language arts. We write letters to the mushers, so writing friendly letters, and a lot of times they'll write back, which is really fun. My favorite is one year, one of the rookie mushers hand wrote a letter to my student front backside of a sheet of loose leaf, and it was just so cool that he took the time to do that.
While Kelly will be reporting to her students on all of the mushers, she said she has a couple favorites.
You know, I have a few favorites. Charlie Baina is a musher from Chicago, and so he's come into my classroom, and it's been really awesome. And Allie Zirkel, girl power, I'm excited to see her come in at the finish. And so those are two that I'm rooting for.
And Kelly's students are just as excited as she is for the opportunity.
They've been hearing about it for about 2 years now, this whole process. The biggest thing is just keep warm, Miss Kelly, is all they tell me, and be safe. I had one student write me a card, and it said, if you're afraid of heights and small little planes, don't worry, you're the teacher on the trail. You're not scared of anything.
The last great race formally started today in Fairbanks, and Ms. Kelly will be reporting to teachers across the country every step of the way on the Iditarod website. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.